Would you do me the kind favor of welcoming up Stephen and or Samantha Mockford? I didn't know both of you were coming up. Hi, I'm Stephen. This is and or Sam. And we serve overseas with crew, formerly known as Campus Crusades for Christ, and we serve in East Asia in a politically closed country to the gospel, or to, I guess, the official missionaries. And so what we do, we have a few pictures. If you want to show the next one, that's our team. We work with mostly American college students who are just graduated and want to spend a year or two overseas doing missions work, and kind of, it's not quite short term, but not quite long term. So we serve with them in East Asia, working with college students. There are many universities in our city, and so a lot of what we do, if you go to the next slide, is we work, we do a lot of outreach on campuses, sharing the gospel with students in East Asia, and then not just that, but also as we come across Christian students, or as we see students become Christians, we want to train them up in their faith and help them so that they can actually share the gospel without the language and cultural barriers that we face coming in from the outside. And then another thing that we do, so that's kind of like winning students, doing a lot of evangelism. In the next slide, we actually wanted to help these students get built up. Part of it is they work with us. We do a lot of trainings. And another thing is we want to make sure that the students are connected with a local church. And so we partner with house churches in our city and helping them develop their college ministries, develop their students that want to grow up to be spiritual leaders on their campuses and multiply their faith to other students. And so these are some pictures of some students getting baptized that had come to faith. And they do one baptism service a year. And so they've had a ton of students get baptized that year. And the next slide, 60 students that day got baptized. And the other thing is we're always looking for students, and as we raise up students that are excited about going to the nations, just as we've been sent by you guys to East Asia, we also want to see East Asians raised up to go to the nations, to go to minority people groups within the country, and also to the neighboring Muslim and Hindu and Buddhist countries surrounding East Asia. And so that's a little bit about what we do. And Sam wants to share just a little story about a student that we work with.
I'll switch with you. Okay. This is Max, by the way. One story that I love that kind of illustrates what we do, how Stephen just described evangelism, discipleship, and sending out, is a student named Lily. And if you keep in touch with us while we're overseas, you've probably heard her story before. She's one of my favorite examples of going from totally lost to being a Christ-centered laborer. So we met Lily a few years ago when she was a freshman, and we were picking up garbage in the local outdoor shopping area, and she was interested in English. So she came because she wanted to practice English with a bunch of foreigners. So it wasn't just us, though. It was a bunch of other East Asian disciples, and we were picking up garbage and engaging in spiritual conversation. There are a lot of really simple questions that you can ask to really get to know someone's spiritual, where they stand. Like, hey, what's your spiritual background like? Was that a positive or negative experience for you? Things like that. So at the end of picking up garbage, this guy, one of the students, nudged me and said, hey, Sam, that girl seems really interested in Jesus. You should share the gospel with her. And one of the things that we really believe is our, our duty is to not personally share the gospel with people or personally do discipleship, but to equip other people to do so. So when this guy, the student, said, hey, Sam, you should do it. You should share the gospel with her. I said, no, you're going to, because he's been through our training. He knew what to do. So he was pretty nervous, but I made him do it. I walked away. And so sure enough, he walked her through this very simple gospel booklet that we taught him how to use, and he led her to Christ that day. Next, she had to go through so now she's a believer, but she's never read the Bible. She doesn't know how to pray, none of that stuff. So we took her through a very simple 8-part series, like a discussion study for new believers. And the first two lessons I led with some other Chinese Christians, East Asian Christians watching. And then the next two they led with me present. And then the next two, they led with me gone. And then they just finished on their own. So now they know how to follow up a new believer. So now Lily is a new believer. She's getting involved in a local body of believers. She's learning how to share her faith. She goes and does evangelism with me or other brothers and sisters in her fellowship once a week. We started going through another series to help teach her how to be on mission in the dorms. And after a couple weeks, I told her, you know, this is actually a lot better with a group of people. There's like homework to do. And she said, okay, well, how can I get involved in a group of people going through this? And I said, you're going to have to share the gospel a lot and win some new believers to the Lord if you want to do this in a small group. So she started sharing the gospel a lot. She was in English club, and she started sharing the gospel there. She started sharing the gospel with her 7 roommates. In that country, the dorms are about the same size as they are here, but they fit 8 people in there. And they stayed together all 4 years. So they're pretty close. And at first, she was the only believer in her dorm. And her roommates really opposed. They said that she was throwing her future away by focusing on the Lord instead of making studies for God in college. But was it her junior year? Her junior year, she led a roommate to Christ. We call her Lucy. And together they started pursuing their other 6 roommates, praying for them. And that picture that you saw earlier was actually from her baptism. So I got to see her be baptized, and it was such a beautiful day. And now she just recently graduated, and she is a junior high school teacher. Because doing so much evangelism among college students, she saw how important it is for young people to receive some spiritual guidance in their young years. And she's also excited that she has her summers off, because something that the Holy Spirit really started burdening her heart with was North Korea and the countries that only Chinese East Asian people are welcome to the West and North Korea. So that's her story, and you could be praying for her right now. She's spending time with her parents for Chinese New Year, and her parents are really violently opposed to her following Jesus. Her mom has locked her in her room and threatened to not let her out until she renounces Christ. She's not allowed to bring a Bible into her home. So she continues to follow the Lord, and it continues to be a challenge. But she's one of my favorite examples of Winbuild's son, of how we've gotten to have front row seats as Jesus changes lives.
So, yeah, that's just a little bit about what we do. And we just want to thank you guys for partnering with us. We know you guys, you guys support us financially as well as prayerfully. And we're so grateful for all the encouragement we receive, and emails and prayers and different ways while we're overseas and definitely since we've been back visiting. So thank you for that. And I just want to share a few prayer requests. We're actually going to be heading back to East Asia on Thursday. So you can be praying for us. We've been staying with extended family during our time in the States, which has been great. So we've kind of transitioned to a family of 4 amidst our extended family. So this will be the first time we're really transitioning to just being 4 people in an apartment. So you can be praying for that as we go back, as well as jet lag with a 2.5-year-old who's in the nursery right now, Gus, and a 3-month-old, Max here. And you can also be praying for our team, which we showed a picture earlier. So just transitioning back to working together as a full team for the new semester that's starting up after the winter break. We just had the Chinese New Year, so in a little while, the spring semester will start up, and so we'll be doing ministry. And you can be praying specifically for the outreach that we'll be doing on campuses. Typically in the spring semester, we see more spiritual interest among students. Maybe they're just warmer, they're outside more, they're more talkative. I don't know what it is, but the Lord definitely uses that time. We've seen more people trust Christ in the spring semester than in the fall. So you can be praying for our ministry, in particular evangelism.